Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my, you know what that is? Guys, that's it. All men in the first section. I'm just hoping it appears I forgot to turn it off. So, what I need to do here is just navigate over to the dashboard and end it. Whew! Yeah, I don't want to run that clip too often because, you know, if I play it too long, I might need to get a license to pay a royalty to the composer. By the way, I'll give credit where it's due. What was it? Manfred Mancini. I think I got the name right. But he composed the film score to, what is it, the first few Friday the 13th films. So, again, I just thought that'd be one of the scarier scores I could reference in my podcast about how the opportunity cost of college is akin to that of a slasher film. So, WPR Rebuttal, Friday 13th edition, because it's May 13th, 2016, and our phone number here is area code 929-477-3965. If anyone has any horror stories of their own about the School of Work scam, especially if you're from a state university, they aren't vilified nearly enough for the damage they do to people's lives, go and call us at 929-477-3965. I'm your host, Senator Japio. We are tackling head-on the horror monster that is known as the School of Work scam. And college and the whole, I guess, implied social contract is—it's kind of like, you're in the woods and it's raining and it's like, oh, I don't want to be out in this downpour, and you see the cabin and it's like, well, you know, it kind of might not be the best thing that you can think of, but there isn't anything better that you know about. So you go in the cabin, and then, we're out of the rain. Okay, now, getting into the cabin and out of the rain is like sheltering in academia. And although, it's like some people like it more than others, but even if you do like it, that doesn't mean that you'll have any success in the labor market when you graduate. So me, I liked it less and less as I toiled onward. Because then I found out, well, okay, so here are the parameters of the college experience, at least for me, right? So once I had a feeling out process and I got down, like, my workflow, then it was just an issue of maintaining the workflow. And I thought, oh, good, I'm going to be safe now and I can start a good career. And nope. I tell you, that is such a bad experience. I don't want people... I want to minimize the number of reawakenings by minimizing the number of people who even put themselves in that position, right? Because the whole gist of it is like, well, no one held a gun to your head, no one held a knife to your throat, and made you go to college, right? But the whole point is that a lot of people were deceived by this idea of a social contract, and it just doesn't exist, okay? It doesn't exist in terms of getting career entry, okay, from a successful sit in college. Even if you had like a great college career as a student worker or as a student garment functionary or whatever, student athletes too, it doesn't really bode well for your future. It has virtually no bearing on the future. And hence, that's why I, Senator JPO, designed, produced, and have put online a whole collection of no future graduation cap merchandise, coffee mugs, t-shirts, trucker hats, and even more. In fact, the crown jewel of that collection, the frontispiece, if you will, is a wall decal that says No Future and actually has a picture of a graduation cap on top with the phrase, No Future scrawled on it, okay, in big blocky letters. Letters are more visible from afar than the UW Madison protester sign. Ha! Inside joke. But, you can really make a statement when you walk the stage at commencement, especially at university. Now, if you're in high school, you might not want to do something so drastic because, again, you can go and direct yourself into just working full-time right away, and that will give you a better future than if you just delay your entry in a full-time workforce, okay, or even preclude it, prevent it entirely by accident if you were to go and enroll full-time in school. And if you're hell-bent on going to some college, then make sure it's vocational technical school and make sure it's in something like, when's the last time you heard of CNC programmer being outsourced, right? CNC programmers are pretty much the programmers of the automatons. You hear about these kiosks at, Wendy's, right? McDonald's debuted a limited deployment of self-serving kiosks, but Wendy's now has offered this option, okay, to franchisees. The restaurant general managers, Wendy's Creation, the fast food chain has offered to its general managers over 6,000 locations the option of fully automating the ordering process. So customers can just walk up to an order kiosk and never have to deal with the cashier. So my whole point is that there's just so much going on where, it's a dizzying amount of information here, but my goal is to distill it into a form that's easily understood by the listeners, especially by people who are considering, well, what type of college should I want to go to? So a CNC programmer, okay, they usually work in a factory, but they have the type of skill set that is transferable, okay, to servicing, troubleshooting, and installing the self-service kiosks at Wendy's, McDonald's, and undoubtedly other restaurants will have in the near future. So that's an excellent example of how Voltech college grad has an edge over the traditional liberal arts university grad, even over some engineering grads, because, I mean, you know, you can always go for an engineering degree after you've launched some type of career. You need to launch a full-time career, arguably, to get anything from a degree you might pursue in the future. And that's the whole problem, is that you have these people without a career going and pursuing college education. They might earn a few degrees, but damned if they cannot start a career because they cannot win the confidence in human resources because they're a whole contrarian bunch of cluddy bunts. Self pun in there. But, I'm reading my recap, and I need to go and fine-tune here some of the previews that I had for last week and today. You know, I put a slight blurb, but I want to elaborate on it. That's something I just need to get to tomorrow. So I might, you know, if we don't have the caller volume, I might wrap up by, like, let's say 1:45, just because, you know, I am really, really doing this as, as a labor of love, as they call it. I mean, not that I can I'm so passionate about where I am, where I'm ignoring our priorities. I'll put it that way, right? No, I'm a responsible individual. I take personal responsibility to go and make sure that I'm doing what I need to do to pay my bills and also keep my other projects moving forward. So I won't let the podcast hijack any of that. I know where my priorities lie. So what is this here? Oh, yeah, I'm just going through my files here, organizing the library, making sure that our clip that I had for one purpose won't autoplay anymore, so I may as well just get rid of it here. Okay, so WPR rebuttal, our number here is area code 929-477-3965. Our topic right now is the schoolwork scam and the similarities to a slasher film. Another topic that is directly related to it is alternatives to the schoolwork scam, such as vocational technical college and how Voltech education is even more relevant than ever by the fact that the fast food chains and potentially our businesses, too, are rolling out the self-service kiosks that need technicians to install and repair those units. It's time for a commercial break. Did not have one in segment one, so I'm just going to roll on with an ad spot for what I call the big three. Listen, you'll find out what my big three advertisers here are. Hello, are we running the ad spot here? It should be able to run.
Airheads are the al dente treat for you and yours. Mildly sweet with a firm but gentle texture. Airheads are a candy that I frequently buy. Airheads, they have a taste that is out of control. Dollar General is the best place to stock up on snacks, soda, sundries, and seasonal items. Staff are friendly and efficient, serving an impressive amount of customers. Dollar General, when you see them black and yellow, you have a reason to feel mellow. Aldi has been in American tradition since 1976, remaining true to its roots as all at discount. Today's Aldi provides affordable groceries with a premium taste. Aldi, healthy food at healthy prices.
Okay, you heard the extreme distortion of that, right? I have to go back and remix that remix that ad spot because holy mackerel. It sounded much, much different live on the radio, the internet radio, that is, than it sounded through my headphones. Then it sounded through my analog speakers right in my computer. So I had played it and mixed it directly from the hard disk, and man, oh man, it had kind of like an arena effect, a type of extreme reverb and slight echo over the internet radio than I had anticipated. So hooray, everything's a learning experience, right? Okay, so what is it here? WPR rebuttal. It's on the air. Our number is 929-477-3965. We have about 16 minutes left in our segment. So if you want to talk for a while, now's the time to call in, as opposed to calling in a few minutes before Blog Talk Radio that automatically ends our half-hour segments. So now to finish up here on the idea of I was using the cabin in the woods analogy, right? Because that's that definitely fits the genre of slasher films. And okay, so the rain symbolizes the downpour, represents just the hard world of work and how there aren't any real easy jobs out there, at least not until you've reached a mid-career position and can get more of a supervisory job where you're doing less actual production and more quality assurance checking of other people's work, right? It's less strenuous and you have more discretion. And until you get to that point, I mean, most of the jobs accessible to you and me, they're hard, okay? And there's no getting around it. It's just, the trick is to go and find a job where you can get in your local community that is not the most difficult, okay? You're still going to have some, I guess, not necessarily bad days, but days where you feel less than pleasant, right? But you still stick with it because the alternative is to have a destroyed career, okay? And college is now a workaround. Okay, to avoiding those hard jobs, because if no one has positioned you into an easy job by the time you're ready to go to college, no one will give a damn about you, no matter how many degrees you have. That's just the way it is, and I think that boils down to, biologists call it phenotype. Essentially, we have genetic predispositions as to like personality and mannerisms and how they manifest, especially. How others respond to us, right? How others respond to us, it's kind of like a feedback loop. And if they respond negatively, then even if we do our best to project a positive image and create a good reputation and stuff like that, then it's just like, well, you don't have as much to work with in terms of social capital. You have an impaired ability to build social capital, no matter how many degrees you accrue, okay? Because college only works when you're able to leverage social capital, because you can be like a friggin' genius, okay? But still, if no one wants to put you in position of authority, well, than that your SOL, slum out of luck. Simply out of luck. Yeah, that's the way I put it. Is, anytime you hear SOL, it's an acronym, simply out of luck. Nothing vulgar or obscene, just straight talking. So why is that? Well, that's kind of tough. In fact, this is great. This is great. Because I proposed a rhetorical question. Why is it that certain people just tend to have a more difficult time building and maintaining social connections and thereby launching a career than others? So I'm just going to go and find a slightly older article, still within the past few years. But okay, so I'm Googling here. You can also search by Bing. Yahoo used the Bing search engine. So if you search through Bing, search through Yahoo, it doesn't really matter. But three intangibles that it's important to get in all the same string. Here, first search result. Observed job vacancies article here, okay, from way back from February 9th, 2014, but pretty much timeless, okay? Three intangibles that determine whether a college is worth anything, or in your case, young listener, where a college would be worth anything if you're going to a state university where social capital matters more than technical skill, all right? At Votech College, if you have poor social skills, then definitely go Votech. Now, here's the insidious thing is that a lot of people with poor social skills will not realize it, okay? But then you might realize, well, I spent a lot of my time alone, mostly not by planning it, but just the way it turns out. Well, if that's you, then don't go to the damn four-year college. Don't waste your money on a baccalaureate degree. Nope, don't go there. Okay, so here's some quotations, okay, from this article that it's actually my article, so hurrah. Senator JPO's been writing about the school of work scam now for, for a few years after he had tried to play it straight, you know, and be the model graduate, and no one bought it. I mean, that realization was so disgusting and disheartening at a personal level that I, Senator JPO, totally retooled my orientation to discouraging people to go to college. So forget all the times where I aspired to be a cannabis ambassador. No, there wasn't cooperation on their end, so hell with them. I mean, UA Washington County, they let me go and speak, but really, I, in hindsight, would just say, well, don't even go to UI Washington County, go to a real Votech school, okay? Now, UI Washington County treated me all right for the most part, okay? But still, I didn't get anything out of it in terms of a career boost. So that is just the most flattering thing I can say about any UW school that I've been to. Now, UI Milwaukee, I call it Palooka University. That's a reputation that's deserved. It is Palooka University. In fact, I'm going to have a podcast on this in the future, but even your bookstore has lost so much money, they don't sell textbooks anymore. That's how sad Palooka University here in Milwaukee is. They can't even keep their campus bookstore afloat. Wow, that's awful. But at any rate, so I'm referencing here three intangibles that determine where a college is worth anything. Okay, Al, if you want to call in while I'm speaking here, we have about 10 minutes, not even that, I guess 9.5 minutes of time in this segment. And if you want to call in, 929-477-3965. Okay, so quotations from this article from observedjobvacancies.net, which redirects to observedjobvacancies.blogspot.com. Okay, so I worked in restaurant operations at UWM for about 2 years, right? And that was when I was in grad school. So, yeah, it's pretty sad. You have a graduate student who has to work restaurant operations because no one will give them a bloody internship, okay? Now, that's the context. Now, there are three non-student floor managers. So, hey, some are going to graduate or transfer to a real job, and I just wanted to contend for one of those myself. And actually, I said not student floor managers. Okay, so really, student shift supervisors, okay? Unit supervisors, some of those are students. but they all report to non-student managers, okay? And unfortunately, the one who pays the foremost, boom. I mean, she has a common name. She's a public figure because she works for, she's a director in a university, right? Even for university restaurant operations. But so I can name her name and not get sued. Lucy Zhu, okay? And the last name is not spelled Zhou. It's not like the Bruce Dickinson song, The Place to Call Zhu. Scorpions. Bruce Dickinson covered the Scorpions song as the Zhu, okay? Just for a record. But her last name is actually spelled X-U. And the reason I'm bringing her up is that she micromanaged the most, okay? Now, how in the world was she promoted to manager when the fact is micromanagers are less likely to be promoted, okay? According to Harvard Business Review, according to academic journal studies, okay, and many analyses here, micromanagers are less likely to be promoted than hands-off managers. So another symptom of UM-Milwaukee's flaws, okay, their skewed outlook as to who's going to be successful is not, okay, is the fact that they promoted a micromanager to lead restaurant operations. And that is horrible. Gosh, how are students ever going to, like, become leaders if they're being micromanaged? I mean, I cut my leadership chops in student government, okay, even though, you know, some of the other students who were unable to get in student government, they were jealous and they were laughing, saying, well, it's not going to mean anything. Well, they just happened to be right about human resources on that one thing, okay? And I remember this one critic who's criticizing an op-ed I wrote to the UAM Post even longer back. Actually, it must have been spring 2011, the spring after I graduated. And this troll was saying, well, no one ever hired you, Senator JPO, ha, 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 ha. Well, damn, was he ever right about that? I guess except for eventually got into Pizza Hut. But the whole point is that troll must have been of the human resource mentality, okay? And, State Fair. Yeah, speaking of trolls, I'm going to get back onto observed job vacancies and put some more articles up this year. And one of them is going to be about State Fair job opportunities and some of the internships they have and the questions I asked of their HR manager. And that will be quite revealing. But, okay, so we've established here at UM-Milwaukee is such a horrible Paluki University that the best jobs they have for a lot of their grad students is just, washing dishes in the restaurant ops and being micromanaged by this pissant who has a degree from Lakeland College, okay? And so at any rate, I asked this Lucy, okay, who is the micromanager, hey, what do I need to do to become a shift supervisor? Well, I mean, how can I get the Safe Serve certification at the very least, right? And then Lucy said, well, I'm not going to send you Safe Serve training because you lack the intangibles. Well, I guess I appreciate the honesty, but come on, that doesn't really help. It's too vague, so I press for further information about these so-called intangibles, right? All right, Senator JPO asked, how can I improve something that we can't measure, right? How about some useful feedback other than saying my immutable qualities condemn me to a life of low-paid labor? I mean, that boils back to the DVR fiasco, okay, with their piss and poor outcomes. I didn't swear I said piss and. It's not a swear word. But, DVR is just failing because it is failing in its mission to go and win over the minds, to win the mind war, okay, against the human resource people, to soften their hearts of diamond, as I call them. I even wrote a song, Heart of Diamond, actually, my late undergrad years, but whatever. I have to dig up the recording I made and remix it and put it on YouTube, but I wrote it. what is it? So, okay, now, here we go. Yeah, so I was making use of my literary criticism knowledge, right? And I pointed out, of course, Lucy being the micromanager, she didn't have any time to go and discuss further with me and you know, I want to keep my job instead of, like, harassing the micromanager. Now that I'm no longer at the job, I can say what I want in this radio show, internet radio show, there. Because, hey, she's a public figure, a director in a university, and this is a podcast, a public forum for public discussion. So, yeah, if she doesn't like it, then she can call in. My number here at WPR Rebuttal is 929-477-3965. Does anyone know Lucy Zhu at UWM Restaurant Ops? She might be classified under auxiliary services, too, but her big ledger domain, okay, most of her work history at UW-Milwaukee has been in restaurant ops. And if you want to call in, or anyone who knows who wants to call in, our number here is 929-477-3965. Step up and get rebuffed by Senator JPO here at WPR Rebuttal. Okay, so the situation of... it's kind of a Calvinist situation, really, of lacking the intangibles, according to decision makers. But then, because you cannot measure intangibles, then you don't know if you change certain things like how long you maintain eye contact with someone, with your interlocutor, with the person with whom you're speaking in a face-to-face discussion. If you, let's say, truncate eye contact a half second earlier, and it's like, well, where do you look? You look at the floor. We're looking not quite at the floor, but kind of like a bit past them and towards the horizon, but not too far in the horizon where they would turn and think you're looking at another person. Complicated things like that where most people don't even think about them, but for some people they have to think about them because whatever. It's just tragic. A tragedy straight out of a Greek drama because the protagonist, okay, in the Greek drama has a tragic flaw that prevents an otherwise heroic person from being ideal. And of course, you know, in the Greek literary tradition, if you're not ideal, then eventually that your heroism will meet an untimely end. Or timely as it might be, considering they believed in the three fates tying everything out, which was essentially just kind of like a means of dealing with the inevitable is that, well, when it's time to die, then, you know, that's when it's time. So just, it's something where instead of trying to waste valuable cognitive resources on explaining, apparently meaningless death and destruction, just presume, well, it was meant to be. So there we are. And, of course, restriction, okay, that restriction of my promotional ability based on nothing I chose, okay, mind you, that's just based on the situation into which I was thrust, based on going off the best information, based on initial decision to enroll in the college, and based on the decision to go to UWM because it was a small campus that I could navigate well, and based on how the student government job only went so far and I still need to pay the bills in grad school. And I was doing web administration for the bookstore and I wanted a second job too and restaurant ops. I finally got in, but alas, you know, the person who hired me was not apparently in charge of deciding who was promoted from the dish room into a supervisor, and there are too many cooks stirring the pot. Unfortunately, the worst cook of all, ended up being the top dog in restaurant ops, and that's just a tragedy. That helps explain that, when I graduated, then neither the web administrator job for the bookstore nor the dishwashing job at UWM restaurant operations, none of them paid unemployment benefits, so that made it even worse because then I was on the job hunt without any financial support coming in from the state, and that sucks. It does, because you hear or at least heard about when unemployment benefits were extended for 99 weeks, and I was without any UI at all, not even 1 week of it during that time at all. That was just a real window into class jealousy, or not between economic classes, but intra-class jealousy. But what happened is that, No one still hired me until I got enough work experience at Pizza Hut, said a temp agency would hire me. And even with that, I had to go and counterbalance my apparent my appearance of being weak in the labor market and not being in demand, I had to counterbalance that by just saying that the Walmart in next county was going to offer to hire me for this amount of money. And do you, the staffing agency representative, do you have anything that's local that I'd pay about as much? And that was a trick that finally got me into palletizing. And man, I earned raises at that, and that was my way out of that hell of having the college ruin my career. So damn you, you know, Milwaukee Palooka University, you have a decline in enrollment, you have a shuttering in the future, and yeah, you could have had such an advocate for you, but no, you did not want to play along, you did not want to cooperate, and now that's why you're losing money. And arguably, it's why your Milwaukee bookstore cannot even earn enough revenue to sell books. A bookstore doesn't sell textbooks. How shoddy is that, right? But anyway, so yeah, it's been pretty much not the most uplifting podcast, but I am addressing issues that need to be addressed. So hooray for that. Educating the public here. Well, oh, man, I am going to take like 6 or 7 minute break here because, again, I started the first segment already tired. I have to get catch a refresher here. So, okay, I'll see everyone in about 7 minutes. Bye.